हेलो कृष्णा एवरीवन,
जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। वेलकम टू वृंदावन परिक्रमा। सो एज ओनली फ्यू डेज ऑफ कार्तिक लेफ्ट एंड ऑल्सो इन माई बकेट ऑफ प्लेसेस टू सी टू विजिट इन वृंदावन, देर इज ओनली फ्यू मोर प्लेसेस आर लेफ्ट। जस्ट मिनट। सो टुडे we will visit two more places. One is 64 Samadhi Mandir and another one is Bada Gopal Guru Temple. Okay, so these two are very important. So let's take darshan of 64 Samadhi Peeth or Mandir. Okay, close, don't send her. So this is 64 Samadhi Mandir main gate. It is very close to Radha Govinda temple of Vrindavan, and by its name only we can understand that 64 Samadhi means there must be going to we are going to see 64 Samadhi of our Acharyas, Gaudiya Acharyas. So this is the view. And if anyone go there, they will see lot of samadhi of different size. It's not only 64, but more than 64 samadhi are there. So let me read a little bit on it, and then we continue our darshan of these places. So in Braj Riti Chintamani, it is said, in the midst of Ras dance, Radha and Krishna left the gopis' company and enjoyed pastime in a solitary place. When Radha became thirsty, Krishna created this well by playing on his flute. So there is a well in this area. We will see that well too. So there were many pastime where Krishna suddenly disappeared from the gopis, taking only Radharani with him. On some occasion, Krishna would also disappear, leaving Radharani all alone. But due to the influence of Yoga Maya, neither Radharani nor the gopis would remember the previous events. That's why in Vrindavan, sometimes similar leela took place many times, in different places. Last time I told you about Gopeshwar Mahadev pastime. So already I knew there are three different different stories of Gopeshwar Mahadev, which took place during the Sarat Punima night. Today I came to know one more. So in Vrindavan it seems that na similar leela took place many times in different places, and due to the influence of Yog Maya, Krishna or Radharani or gopis, they would not remember their previous events. So Bhakti Ratnakar says that Krishna created this well to quench the thirst of the cowherd boys. The word Venu means flute and Koop means a well. O Srinivas, this is Venu Koop. Lord Krishnachandra has so much fun at this place. Knowing that his flute were thirsty, Krishna looked at the ground and took his flute in hand. Upon playing on his flute, the sound entered Patal Lok, and suddenly there manifest a well filled with water. Krishna's friend all drank that water and then praised him. Therefore, this place is famous in the world of in the world as Venukoop. So let us see the darshan of Venukoop. Okay, yes. So here is a darshan of Venukoop. So if anyone not show you Venukoop, it will get difficult to see the Venukoop. It's behind the Samadhi in some forest, in some group, some part of the group. So here is the Venukoop, and there is two different pastimes mentioned related to this. One is that during the Ras dance and a particular time, Krishna disappeared and he took Radharani at this place. And there Krishna created this fool through his flute, created this well through his flute to quench the thirst of Srimati Radharani. And similarly, it's mentioned like Krishna and his friends, they came whenever they come to herd cows in this area, and that time his friends start feeling thirsty, and then Krishna quenched the thirst of his friends. And it's mentioned that when Krishna played the flute, then although there is no water in the well, but let me see. Okay, no water in this well. Okay, so that particular pastimes with his friend took place at this place. Okay, now I'll tell you about the 64th Samadhi. So the 64th Samadhi Pit, which was established at the same time that Govindji Mandir was built, is primarily a Smritisala or Garden of Remembrance, and contained two Baithak sitting place belonging to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, which are Smriti Sthals, and their lordship did not actually sit there. So Lord Nityananda or Lord Chaitanya never come to this place. However, still they made this place in a point of remembrance. Okay. The two Baithakshala surrounding by the Smriti Samadhi of Lord Chaitanya's 64 principal followers, who are referred to as the 64 Mahantas, the primary leader of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, and also included all the Gaudiya Goswami of Vrindavan. The word Mahant generally referred to a temple founder or hereditary administrator. The majority of Samadhi are Pushpa Samadhi, Smriti Samadhi, Nam Samadhi, and in some cases, sacred articles like clothing, beads, or garland belonging to those who are buried here. Among the 64 Samadhis are three full Samadhi, including the Vibhuti Samadhi of Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So this one, what we are seeing now, is the Samadhi of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So we have six primary Goswami, Sada Goswami. So we have seen the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, we have seen the Samadhi of Sanatan Goswami, we have seen the Samadhi of Jiva Goswami, we have seen the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and today we are going to see the Samadhi of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Although Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was Samadhi was at Radha Kund, but during the time of Muslim invaders' attack on Vrindavan, the devotees, they thought perhaps no, this invaders and this Mughal this Muslims invaders, perhaps they will take away they will open the Samadhi, and maybe being disrespectful towards their acharyas. So then they decide that we will burn out this body of our acharyas, and the ashes, whatever ashes will be there, with that ashes we will make a Samadhi. So they will not able to show any disrespect towards those Samadhi. And so then Raghunath Bhatt Goswami Samadhi was taken from Radha Kund. They bring it, they burn his body, make ashes, and that ashes are buried here in this place. So Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So here inside you can see it's mentioned Sri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami Samadhi. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami Samadhi ki jai. So among them, three full samadhis, including Vibhuti Samadhi of Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and the full Samadhi of Kasheshwar Pandit and Subuddhi Rai. So apart from two more associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his samadhis are also there within nearby this campus. So let's read about Raghunath. This one is Kasheshwar Pandit Samadhi. So let's read about रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी समाधि। सो इट इज सेड दैट रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी वुड समटाइम परफॉर्म भजन इन द गार्डन नियर टू वेणुकूप वेयर ही वॉज स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन। दिस समाधि कंटेन द एशेज विभूति ऑफ रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी हु डिजअपियर इन द ईयर 1579। While performing bhajan on the bank of Radha Kund, where his sacred body was cremated, it was decided to cremate his mortal remains to avoid any case of discretion in the future by the Muslim fanatics. This was also done in case of both Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who were also cremated at Radha Kund. A portion of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ashes were entombed at the Tin Goswami Samadhi Pit at Radha Kund. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was born in the year of 1505 as the son of Tapan Mishra, a close associate of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya went to his youth to East Bengal to teach Sanskrit grammar, he met Tapan Mishra and advised him to live in Varanasi. Later, when Lord Chaitanya was on his journey from Puri to Vrindavan, he stays in Banaras for a few days at the house of Tapan Mishra. And also, while in Banaras, he met another of his associate named Chandrasekhar. While on his return journey, he stays in the house of Chandrasekhar and took prasadam at Tapan Mishra's house. During this visit of Banaras, whenever Lord Chaitanya took his meals at the house of Tapan Mishra, his young son Raghunath, who was at that time was 10 years old, obtained Lord Association and had the opportunity to massage Lord's lotus feet while he rested after his meal. When Lord Chaitanya left for Puri, Raghunath was so attached to the service of the Lord Chaitanya that he wanted to go with the Lord to Puri, but Lord forbade him to do so, and he was still very young. After completing his studies, Raghunath finally left to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya, who was extremely happy to see him and kept him at Puri for about 8 months. Raghunath was a very expert cook and would sometime prepare meal for Lord Chaitanya. As Tapan Mishra was very old at that time, Lord Chaitanya sent Raghunath back to Banaras to take care of his aged parents who were pure Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya also advised Raghunath that he should remain as a long life brahmachari after the demise of his parents. Raghunath returned to Puri, staying there in the association of Lord Chaitanya and for another 8 months. Lord Chaitanya then told him to join Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan to assist them in excavation the lost holy places of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes and propagating the Sankirtan movement. On arrival in Vrindavan, Rupa and Sanatan were very happy to see Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and immediately accept him as their younger god brother. Raghunath Bhatt exhibited all the good qualities of pure Vaishnava and was a very humble demeanor. During the course of his life, he would never hear criticize of others, saying that as they are engaged in Krishna service, he did not mind their faults. He gained great notoriety for his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. His chanting on the Bhagavatam slokas was especially wonderful to hear. His voice as sweet as melodious as cuckoo, and all those who heard him chanting the sacred slokas become enraptured. He would always recite the Bhagavatam before Rupa and Sanatan and assemble Goswamis, singing each slok 3 or 4 times over, each time in different meter of rag, that is tune. During such recitation, he would often manifest ecstatic symptoms, and his body would shake and his eyes would fill with tears. His hair would also stand on end, and his voice would begin to falter. On some occasion, he would also swoon. The original Bhagavatam used by Raghunath Bhatt Goswami has been preserved and can be seen in Bhattaji Mandir in Vrindavan. I have the picture. Let me show you that too. After reading this line, I will show you. He was the spiritual master of Raja Man Singh, the king of Jaipur. And after Emperor Akbar granted permission for the construction of the Goswami temple in Vrindavan, Raghunath Bhatt asked Raja Man Singh to take charge and supervise all the construction work. According to Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was Rag Manjari in Krishna Vrindavan pastime. So sometimes, I amazed to see how much Akbar was fortunate that he was taking association of disciple of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So I'm going to show you Bridge Vrindavan. Bhattaji Mandir. Okay. I don't know whether the picture is there or not, but still. Okay. This is the place. And some of the Lord at the Bhattaji temple. This Bhattaji temple is dedicated to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, who is to recite slokas at this part of Vrindavan, and the deity over there. It's almost look like Radha Ramanna. Yes, beautiful deity. And I have a video of it. I forgot to show you video. Holy places, Raj, Vrindavan, Sri Radhesham, Bhattaji, kidhar hai? Okay, yes, in the corner. Yes. In this temple, hardly people goes, and they open the temple only during the time of Aarti. As soon as Aarti get over, they close the temple. It is also mentioned that Srila Prabhupada, he also stayed in this temple for a few days before going to Radha Damodar temple. So here in the box, there is a Srimad Bhagavatam, which Raghunath Bhatt Goswami used to recite. And on this same place, he used to recite the slokas. And this is the temple from inside. Bhajan Sali of Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami Pad, which we took darshan now. So now we will take darshan of another holy place, which is Bade Gopal Guru. So this Bade Gopal Guru temple is near to Dhir Samir Ghat, behind Kesi Ghat. Next to Kesi Ghat is Dhir Samir Ghat, and there Srinivas Acharya Kunj. Somehow I lost this video of Srinivas Acharya. We'll take again in next few days, 1 2 days. And next to Srinivas Acharya Kunj is Bade Gopal Guru place. So who is we heard, if we listen Chaitanya Lila, we might heard the name of Gopal Guru, right? There was a small boy whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said as his guru. So let's read first about Gopal Guru, then we will take darshan. This is only 2 page darshan story. So the temple name is Gopal Guru, Bade Gopal Guru temple, and the deity which worshipping here was Radha Kant, Radha Radha Kant. So Gopal Guru was born in an Orisha Brahmin family, and his name was Makardhwaj Pandit. In his childhood, because of his family connection with Bakreshwar Pandit, he lived with him and remained under his care and guidance. Gopal Guru was fortunate enough to gain association of Lord Chaitanya, and it is said that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's servant Govind, Makardhwaj was able to render personal service to Lord Chaitanya. Out of affection for the boy, Lord Chaitanya used to jokingly call him Gopal. One day, while serving the Lord, Makardhwaj noticed a devotee holding his tongue between his mouth to stop himself for chanting while going to answer the nature call. Actually, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to attend nature call, and at that time he held his tongue with his teeth, and which Gopal saw. When Gopal asked devotee about this, the devotee said his tongue could not stop chanting, but it was unclean and improper to chant the Lord's name at that time. Gopal replied that as death can occur at any time, therefore one should continue chanting even when answering the call of nature. On hearing this highly intelligent word of Gopal, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased and said that from now onwards, he would be known as Gopal Guru. Some say that the devotee in question was in fact the Lord himself having fun with the young Gopal. In the year that followed, Gopal Guru became an initiated disciple of Bakreshwar Pandit and studied under both Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. The deity of Sri Sri Radha Kant, worshipped by Bakreshwar Pandit, that was installed in the room next to Gambhira. So where is Gambhira? Perhaps you know that is in Jagannath Puri. Had been so Bakreshwar Pandit, that was installed room next to Gambhira, had been collected from South India during one of the military campaign of Maharaja Purushottam Dev, the father of Pratap Rudra. The king had gifted this deity to Kashi Mishra's father, who was his family priest. After his father's death, the worship passed on to the Kashi Mishra. After the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, Bakreshwar Pandit moved to Gambhira, formerly used by the Lord, and took over to the over the worship of Radha Kant from Kashi Mishra. The deity was later worshipped by Gopal Guru Goswami. After his education was over, Gopal Guru Goswami had spent some time in Vrindavan performing bhajan near Dhir Samir, where sometimes later his followers established a small temple and installed the Pratibha Murti of Sri Sri Radha Kant. Gopal Guru eventually returned to Puri with where he spent the remainder of his life. Before leaving the world, Bakreshwar Pandit handed over the service of Radhakant to the disciple Gopal Guru Goswami. For many years, Gopal Guru Goswami served Sri Sri Radhakant, and his old age, he became concerned about who would serve the deity after his disappearance. In a dream, Lord Krishna informed him, "Don't worry, I have arranged for a sevak to continue the service. He will be the first person you meet tomorrow." After waking and performing his morning duties, he went outside. There he found a young effulgent Brahman who had been waiting outside his room to see him. Gopal Guru Goswami accepted the young Brahman as his disciple, giving him the name Dhyan Chandra and engaged him in the service of deities. When Gopal Guru Goswami passed away, the king of Puri, Maharaj Kulaved or Ramachandra Dev, was somewhat disturbed that he had not been consulted about the appointment of a new Mahant Dhyan Chandra at the temple of Radhakant, and consequently hearing a Gopal Guru's death and that Dhyan Chandra was attending the funeral, the king sent his soldiers to take over the temple. Meanwhile, Dhyan Chandra had arrived at Swargadwar in Puri, where the body of Gopal Guru had been placed on a funeral pyre to the cremated. When he heard about the king's sudden action, Dhyan Chandra immediately took hold of his guru's feet and began crying piteously while pleading for guidance. All of a sudden, Gopal Guru Goswami rose up from the funeral pyre while loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna. Much to the astonishment of everyone present, and hastily returned to the Gambhira along with the Dhyan Chand and all the followers in a large Sankirtan procession in order to reclaim the service of Sri Sri Radhakant. After this, Gopal Guru is said to have remained at the Gambhira until the reign of the next king. Then, while the new king he once again appointed Dhyan Chandra as Mahant, after which left the body, which was placed in the Samadhi. When a group of Vaishnavas returned to Vrindavan after attending the Puri Rath Yatra, they were completely shocked to see Gopal Guru sitting under a tree near Dhir Samir in Vrindavan, where he used to perform bhajan. So the devotees, they give Samadhi already in Puri, and then also they see the same Gopal Guru in Vrindavan, in Dhir Samir Ghat. When a group of Vaishnavas returned to Vrindavan after attending the Puri Rath Yatra, they would completely shocked to see Gopal Guru Goswami sitting under a tree near Dhir Samir, where he used to perform his bhajan. These devotees immediately send word to Dhyan Chandra in Puri, who instantly left for Vrindavan with a group of his young followers. When Dhyan Chandra arrived in Vrindavan, he was surprised to see Gopal Guru Goswami sitting under a tree of Dhir Samir chanting his holy beads. Gopal Guru Goswami explained that they were now seeing his spiritual body. Dhyan Chandra began to weep in simultaneously happiness and distress. He told Gopal Guru that it was very difficult for him to leave, as he was unable to tolerate his separation. Gopal Guru told him that when he goes back in Puri, he would go to Siddha Bakul, where Haridas Thakur did his bhajan. And from an old neem tree standing nearby, Dhyan Chandra should have Gopal Guru's deity carved and installed in a temple of Radhakant. In this way, Dhyan Chandra would continue to have darshan of his guru. Then, after meeting all the Vaishnavas that were residing in Vrindavan, Gopal Guru Goswami disappeared while sitting under the same tree. Therefore, his disciple established a Pushpa Samadhi near the very same tree, which is now located in courtyard of Sri Sri Radhakant temple that can still be seen today. It is said Gopal Guru Goswami was Tunga Vidya Sakhi in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. However, in the book Guru Pranay, it is said that Gopal Guru Goswami was Gopi Majumedha Sakhi. So, what a wonderful story of Gopal Guru. And how many of you, many of you been to Gambhira, I think. And there you might go again. If you go next time, please try to see the deity of Gopal Guru in that temple. It's a very small deity, just on the door of altar. Gopal Guru Goswami ki jai. So if you see the tree here, which is covered with the cloth, under the same tree Gopal Guru Goswami used to do bhajan. So his deity is there. And this is a temple is very small but beautiful. Hardly people goes there. And I'm happy that in some temple people, not enough people go there. But the problem is that this temples hardly many they don't get so much of donation. But it's they still they run temple heavily, doing kirtan all the time. Jai Jai Gopal Guru Goswami ki Jai. And this is the same tree. Although the tree is almost dead, but still it's there, nicely taken care by the devotees. Sri Gopal Guru Goswami Charan Chin, and the deity in the temple courtyard. Bhaj jana priyatam malam Gopal Guru Goswami ki jai. Let me check if I have the picture of Jagannath Puri with Gopal Guru. Just I'll take one quick try. Shirade, 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 Sham. Okay, photos. Puri, 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 Puri. No. I don't have picture Agra, Jaipur, Kolkata, no. So sorry, I don't have the picture of Jagannath Puri, although it's more than 3 years I have been to Jagannath Puri. So looking forward to go to Jagannath Puri, and it's also mentioned that one Vaishnav should go at least once a year to Jagannath Puri, because Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is the Lord for the devotees of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, one should worship Lord Jagannath. In Dwapar Yuga, okay. In Satyug, it's a Badrinath. The deity of Satyug is Badrinath, the primary deity. In Treta Yuga is Ramnath, Rameshwaram Bhagwan of South India. He was the primary most important deity for Treta Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, it's Dwarikadhish of which is now in Gujarat. So Dwarikadhish temple, and in Kaliyug it's Jagannath. So Jagannath Bhagwan ki jai. And it is also mentioned that sometimes there are millions of people goes to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. And during that particular time, there was so rush, so much crowd, that sometimes devotee got opportunity even a time as long as a blink of eyes to get the darshan. But if on that particular moment, if the devotee's eye get blinked, so perhaps he will miss the darshan, or he or she will miss the darshan of Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath said, maybe because of your eye blink, perhaps you will miss my darshan. But I assure you, you may miss my darshan, but I will not miss your darshan. That's why Jagannath said, for I will not have any eye blink. So Jagannath don't have eye blink. He is so merciful towards the devotees. So whenever you get any opportunity, please visit Jagannath Puri as well. So in Jagannath Puri, non-Indians devotees, especially non-Hindu are not allowed to go inside. So those who are non-Hindu or non-Indian, I suggest them to go during either Snan Yatra or Rath Yatra, and stand in a specific comfortable place from where you can take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, Jagannath can take your darshan as well. So Jagannath Swami ki jai. I'm thinking to go to Jagannath Puri. I don't know what I'm going to do. Although I always wish to go to Jagannath Puri with my camera so that I can take wonderful pictures and videos. I thought to make a whole video of Jagannath Puri places also, but I don't know this time how much I can do. So if I go to Jagannath Puri, I will go for longer days and will make videos for all the places of Jagannath Puri as well. I know earlier I used to go there 3 or 4 times or 5 6 times even in a year, and which I continued many year. And since after lockdown, somehow or accidentally, I was not able to go there, although I'm in Vrindavan. So, but in my home, I have a Jagannath. Let me show you our Jagannath. This our Jagannath is similar to Jagannath Puri. A very stunning camera. Okay, anyway, I'll try to show you here. So Rajapur Jagannath, na, if you go to Mayapur, there is a place called Rajapur. So there you will see the similar Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra Maharani. And luckily, this deity was gifted to us by our one neighbor who used to worship these deities. They got during And so they make these deities as from there in Mayapur. But when they came to Vrindavan, they were having so many deities: Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Radharani, and all. So they said, "No, we are not able to take care of them nicely. So we want to give you this Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan having a winter cap." So actually, I joined ISKCON during Kolkata Rath Yatra. There's a huge long story I will tell someday. So Jagannath is very merciful towards me. When we came to Vrindavan, we were not having any deity, so Lord came to us. So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for taking darshan of Vrindavan.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your time, and your deities are so beautiful with the winter cloth. They are so cute.
My wife purchased winter cloth yesterday during we yesterday we went to take Yamuna bath early morning. So on the while coming back, there was some people selling out. So she start fighting with me that I want winter cloth. So I thought, and I told her that na, perhaps I'm not able to give class someday, so you can give, your English is much better. She said, no. Okay.
Okay,
Would
thank
you
you.
like to meet her today?
Yes, Prabhuji, definitely.
Yes. We
Just a minute.
didn't see the deities.
Just a minute, Prabhu, I'll show you.
You are muted.
Yeah, he
I
is
started
calling Mataji.
calling her. Yes, calling her with her nickname. इधर बैठो ना, पहले बैठो ना. ओके, सो शी इज
हरे
माय
कृष्ण
डॉटर.
माता जी,
हरे कृष्ण
या
माता
हरे
जी, हरे
कृष्ण माता
कृष्ण,
जी, ब्यूटीफुल जगन्नाथ ड्रेस माता जी. या
थैंक यू सो मच.
कंप्लीट
इट्स
स्टील.
यर टू कंप्लीट. आई हैव टू डू ऑल द ज्वेलरीज एंड अदर थिंग्स. सो माय जगन्नाथ इज वेरी सिंपल.
या दे आर लुकिंग सो ऑसम माता जी.
How come we don't see the deities? So,
No,
no.
no, let me show you then.
Hello,
Jai Jai.
how are we doing?
Ah,
I'm good.
yes.
Where's the baby?
Hey,
Now
cool.
we see. Yes.
Jagan, Jai Jai Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath.
Yes.
Jai
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 Baldev ji.
Jai
Jai. So
Shivramayi ki jai, Baladev ki jai.
Can
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
we
You.
sit feet together? Oh,
okay. Yeah, together. You want to see them together? Just a minute.
yeah.
Yes, actually, we don't have any altar here, so I was feeling little shy. We just keep them on a box of almirah. I'm planning to have some altar someday for them, but now, right now, they are adjusting with us.
Beautiful.
And this other side, just a few days back we have Deepavali, so there are Ganesh, Lakshmi, and Guru Parampara, and one Gopal is here. That's also gifted one.
My
And
God, so beautiful.
Is
Radha.
it so beautiful?
Yes. So
They look very
there are
nice,
four in
Prabhuji.
the wind. Actually, it's my wife who did this such wonderful decoration, and I'm happy to see that. Actually, in temple, you can sometimes it's seen now. You can understand the mood of devotees by the way they decorate Lord. So I'm not telling that, but her mood is I really appreciate
Sir,
it.
daughter.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna. We saw you in
Krishna.
the
Yes.
videos. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna. Okay.
We
So
need
we
all
offer
those
another.
winter sweaters in Canada. It's
Sorry, Mataji.
I said we need all the winter sweater for Jagannath Dev in Canada. It's so
Oh.
yeah. We I
Yeah,
wish those
wonderful
sweaters.
ladies, Prabhu. Sanjay Prabhu, wonderful ladies.
Thank you. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
the.
So, how do you decorate your Lord? I would love to see them.
Well, very simple, but like I said, Jagannath Dev, and you put the sweater on them, right? We don't get to buy them here in Canada.
I will
So,
send. Please tell me, like, if there's someone coming, I'll send them. I'll buy and keep. Do not, no worries. So you just tell me the size,
yeah,
and I'll get it.
thank you,
Don't
Mataji.
worry. Don't worry. We'll get it.
Thank you for the darshan.
Yeah.
Very
Thank
sure.
you. Thank you.
So sweet of you,
Super ladies,
Mataji. Thank
Prabhu.
you so
Thank
much.
you. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you, dear devotees. Thank you, Mataji, for coming and giving your darshan. And thank you, little girl. We saw you in the videos. Very happy to see you again. And thank you, Prabhuji, for the Vrindavan
Prabhu is
Yatra.
such
We
a
closed
wonderful
the call
dear.
here.
Prabhu is such a wonderful.
Yes. So we will close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and Mataji and little daughter. Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Vibhava
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I was thinking, where is Mataji today? She's not on video.
Jai Jai
Sri Radhe. Okay, Mataji, Hari Bol.
Lalita Mataji, thank you. Hari
Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji,
thank you. Lalita Mataji, thank you.
Hare
Krishna.
Closing the call, anybody, Hari Bol.